The future of Lagos is truly in our hands, as is the present. The future we desire and often speak about is highly dependent on what we do today and how we treat the present we have been given. So, it truly is in the spirit of Lagos to see six, one each, from the six school districts in Lagos State participate in the Spirit of Lagos Students Challenge 2015 and show several innovative ways in which we can restore, share, and protect our treasures. With the supervision of teachers, these students looked within their immediate school communities, identified the problems, and came up with practical solutions and implemented them. Eko Onibaje. The idea of the school's challenge is to challenge students to take ownership of their community without depending solely on the government. The six teams came up with six brilliant ideas. Ifesuwapo Aburu Agege presented the Waste to Wealth project, which is focused on converting waste plastic products to crude oil and other derivatives. Agidingbi Grammar School, Ikeja, focused on improving learning and reading culture and academic performances. Community Senior Grammar School, Berigbe Ikorodu, presented possible improvements on proper waste disposal and management. Ideal Obele Randu Surulere are converting their common space to a sports field that will ensure balanced learning through sports. Ajara Grammar School Badagry presented a viable means of creating a safe and secured environment. The Gumptions, who represent government junior and senior colleges K2 Ekpe, are the proud winners of the 2015 Schools Challenge with their project, Government Property, Our Treasure. The project is aimed at restoring the damaged furniture at the workshop they have built and creating proper awareness on the proper protection of government property. The project's central theme is positive attitude to government property, short and long term. Using their school as a sample, they have demonstrated that having a solid future starts from taking care of the existing infrastructure. They highlight the fact that a maintenance culture is equally as important as creation. The Gumptions created awareness amongst all the school stakeholders on better care of school furniture. Accountability is their watchword. They numbered the chairs and desks and allocated them to students for ownership and accountability. They worked with the staff, especially the kitchen staff, that was in the habit of using furniture wood as firewood. Through their advocacy, the school authority provided gas cookers for the kitchen instead of cooking with wood from school furniture. The team made use of raffia and bamboo to build a workshop and approached parents and community members for tools to equip their workshop. They also partnered with a community hospital for basic training in safety and first aid. This is brilliant because they not only identified the problems, they created awareness and most importantly, they created and implemented solutions for the long term. They deserve our applause, don't they? A continuous awareness program ensures this is not a one-off but a lasting legacy that will impact other schools. Two acronyms that the Gumptions abided in and we must not forget are SOT, Save Our Treasures, and DIY, Do It Yourself. The spirit of excellence which Lagos embodies is in safe hands. A generation that will focus on ensuring the minimum standard keeps increasing by taking care of the existing infrastructure while incorporating new, ingenious ideas. Their winning project lays emphasis on the four pillars of the spirit of Lagos: civic responsibility, citizenship, neighborliness, and social justice. They have challenged us to be gumptious and to change our thinking. In their words, we met the spirit of Lagos by chance. We made the choice of repairing our furniture and, alas, made a change in our society. Eko Onibaje. In the spirit of Lagos, we will like to say thank you to the Gumptions and to all the teams that participated in this year's Schools Challenge. They are truly our Lagos heroes. Be gumptious.